next report is about facial recognition technology. Is it a threat to our privacy and freedom? As more and more governments use the new technology, our reporter discusses the dangers this new technology poses and why, in the wrong hands, it is pure Big Brother technology.
What is facial recognition technology, or FRT?
Computer programs can now scan faces, either in real life or from photos, to create the equivalent of a facial fingerprint. The best programs can then identify those individuals, even in a crowd of people, with more than 99% accuracy. FRT is the tech that opens the most recent iPhones, enables Facebook to tag individuals in photographs, and, increasingly, gives police the power to identify criminals in public places. In China, people frequently use FRT to pay by smiling at a camera instead of using a card or money.
Why is FRT dangerous?
In the wrong hands, FRT is pure Big Brother technology. It's no coincidence that the biggest customers of the $4 billion industry are national governments, the most enthusiastic of them being the Chinese. The country's police now have FRT glasses that can almost instantly identify a person and access information about them. The country has around 176 million surveillance cameras to keep control of the population, using FRT to punish people for the smallest violations, such as crossing the street against the walk signal. In the cities of China's Muslim West, there are poles with 8 to 10 cameras situated every 150 metres on the street to keep strict control over the ethnic Uyghur population.
Why would law-abiding citizens fear FRT?
One danger is in how FRT can be combined with artificial intelligence, AI. Researchers at America's Stanford University, for example, have developed an AI system that can correctly guess a person's sexual orientation 81% of the time from a single image, compared to 61% by humans. In countries where homosexuality is illegal, the idea of combining that with FRT is a scary prospect. And the Stanford researchers warn that similar AI systems could detect a person's IQ, political views, or other things that ordinary human observers cannot see. The dystopian possibilities are evident.
What's the position of Western governments on FRT?
The situation varies from one country to the next. In France, the use of FRT by the police requires high-level authorization. But it's another story in the USA, where the FBI has access to photo identification of about half of American adults, 80% of whom don't have a criminal record. Amazon has been selling its FRT system to law enforcement agencies all over the country, prompting an uproar from civil liberty activists. People should be free to walk down the street without being watched by the government, declared a recent letter signed by 41 human rights groups.
What's the answer?
In a global first, the European Union's new General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, gives citizens considerable rights over their own data and image. This is why Facebook and other tech businesses that routinely use FRT are now obliged to ask for permission from EU users. But Facebook, in particular, has been criticised for making it difficult for people to understand exactly what their options are and for pushing them to accept Facebook's use of FRT. You are not obliged to do so and can specifically decline that and other uses of your image. The choice, at least this time, is yours.